Paul teaches us in chapter 3, verse 28 of Galatians, that in Christ there is spiritual oneness. A circumcised Jew who gets saved has no advantage over an uncircumcised Gentile who is saved, who becomes a Christian. And the reverse situation is true also. Thus, circumcision, the point he's making, is that circumcision is not essential for either justification or sanctification. But he says instead in the latter part of verse 6, what matters is faith working through love. What does count to God and to Paul is faith working through love. Faith accomplishes anything. It is strong and it has an innate ability to produce holy deeds once we have been justified. You remember that Paul, in writing to Titus, he reminds all who read this epistle, who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, he says that all genuine believers, all born-again Christians, are, and I quote Titus 2:14, eager to do good works. The motivation for the works of faith is love. We come into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by grace alone, through faith alone. And once we've entered into that personal relationship with Almighty God, the motivation to do the good works that we are eager to do, the works of faith, is love. In essence, what Paul is teaching us is that a genuine believer will work not to gain or to keep his salvation, but he will work to show with loving gratitude that he has been redeemed by the Lord himself. You remember that in 2 Corinthians 5:14, Paul says, Christ compels us. Divine love must be returned by human love.